All right, we are back from executive session at 6:01. And so now we have a Board of Education item, a recommended, I would accept a motion to approve the settlement between the Board of Education and a former employee, which will resolve all pending litigation with the former employee, and also authorize our superintendent, Diane Allen, to execute the settlement document on behalf of the board.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Luke.
Second.
Second by Mr. Smith. And then tonight we are pleased to have our insurance company's attorney, Ms. Pollack, here. So,
Thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity to come and address the board again. As you know, I was appointed by your insurance carrier to represent the board in the two lawsuits that were filed against the board a couple years ago. Have worked diligently with the board, superintendent, treasurer, HR director to defend this. Obviously, we've had some good successes, but as we understand litigation, that as you continue to defend litigation, even though the fees may be covered by the insurance company, there's still a significant amount of time involved and expense involved. And defending litigation, and of course, as well, you have the administrative proceedings that are currently scheduled for February that your other legal counsel is assisting with, and obviously the time and money associated with his defense of the board, obviously the cost of the witnesses' time and all of that, it was important for the board to continue to evaluate the pending matters and to be good stewards of taxpayer dollars and recognize the importance not only of defending this board, but also the importance of recognizing the need to put the resources and the money where they need to go. For that reason, we've had some conversations with plaintiff's counsel about trying to come to a resolution. We've seen settlement agreements. Neither side is happy. Everybody is always pushed outside their comfort zone in settlements. But ultimately, should this board decide to approve the settlement agreement, I think it's very important to understand that we got here because the board needed to take an advised business decision about the costs and about the time involved in continuing to litigate and defend these claims. you will see in the settlement agreement that there is a confidentiality provision in this agreement. The importance of that confidentiality agreement is to make sure that there is a focus on the board moving forward in a prospective manner. What has come to this point here to get to the settlement agreement is for the lawyers to worry about, the board, obviously, as you understand, is important for them to focus on continuing to serve the community, serve the students, serve the staff of this district, and this agreement will certainly allow you to do that. So please let me know if you have any questions about this agreement or if you have any communications with community members that you are unsure of. Please feel free to have them reach out to me. I can address that appropriately.
Okay. Well, I know speaking well, we can all speak, but we really appreciate all the time and the efforts that you've put into this. I think you've done a fantastic job of keeping us apprised of different kinds of information and different proceedings, and we appreciate your recommendation. I think anybody who's ever done any research on litigation or hopefully not been involved in any understands that sometimes these agreements are solely a financial business decision, as you say, and I think as a board that represents our community and is hopefully good stewards of their taxpayer dollars, I appreciate your recommendation and feel like it's the right thing to do myself. So
I know that you've put a tremendous amount of time and effort into this, and I really appreciate it. I also appreciate the fact that we've been able to reach a point where we're making a business decision. We, as a board, through your efforts, are going to be able to have Diane sign a document. It'll end everything, and we'll be able to move forward and do things correctly for the kids, and that our focus is going to be able to get back to what we do best, educate kids the best that we possibly can. So thank you very much for helping us to get to that point. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? All right. We have a roll call for the motion.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Bowers?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. And the last item on here, unless anyone else has any other comments or questions, would be a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Bowers, second by Mr. Smith. Roll call.
Ms. Bowers?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.